Should you pay women compliments? Mostly, the answer is no. In the majority of cases, complimenting a woman is a really bad idea, and I'm going to explain why. Now, in some specific situations, complimenting a woman is a really good idea. In fact, it's really important that you do it, and I'm going to explain that as well. First of all, I want you to watch this clip because it's a fantastic demonstration of how modern women respond to male compliments.
Are women attracted to men who comment on their pictures and tell them they're beautiful?
I get the weirdest comments on my pictures. I get comments that, if I was to show you my Instagram message requests, I think most of my male friends would be really disgusted by what I get. And like, the comments on my pictures from people I don't know are really weird, and I have to delete them straight away. I never get comments that I'm like, oh, let me go and find out who you are. It's always like, hey, sexy. Like, just, you know, crass, like, not well thought out, not funny things. It's just like, gross.
That girl was great. She was really friendly and open. If you want to see her original video, I'll put a link in the description box. I know that that footage was about social media. It wasn't about compliments in person, but the principle is the same. Did you see the way that she responded and the way that she reacts to getting compliments from men? Gross. That's honestly how women feel a lot of the time when they're getting compliments from men. They're like, ugh, this is disgusting. Why are you doing that? At first glance, it doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. After all, who wouldn't want to be complimented? To be told that you're beautiful, that you're sexy, that you're attractive. It's a nice thing, it's a compliment. Why do women seem to have such an averse reaction to it? If you've wondered that, then the problem is that you're thinking like a man. You're not thinking like a woman, because women are having a completely different life experience to you. As a man, how many times a week do you get compliments about your appearance? Once? Twice? Zero? If you do get women complimenting you about the way that you look, that is extremely rare, and so when it happens, you're really grateful. She gives you a compliment, and you say, wow, thank you so much, that was really kind of you to say. And you now feel affection towards that woman because she created that nice feeling inside you with her compliment. So the male logic often goes, I like being complimented because I like that warm, nice feeling that the compliment gives me, and I want to give women that warm, nice feeling as well, so I'm going to give them compliments. Then they'll be grateful to me, they'll like me more. And so men are saying to women, wow, you're beautiful, or I like your dress, I like your hair. And they're thinking that the woman's going to like them more for saying that. They're thinking that the woman's going to be grateful for the compliment. And the men are extremely confused when instead of gratitude, they're seeing repulsion, like disgust, or at the very least, they're being ignored. And so the men are thinking, what the hell is going on here? I just paid her a compliment. But the reason that they're confused is they don't understand that women live in a completely different environment to men. You may think that you have a good understanding of what it's like to be a woman, but you don't. Trust me, they are having an experience so different to you by the fact that they're a woman. It's very, very difficult for you to relate to where they're coming from. For a woman, a compliment is not rare. She has men telling her that she's beautiful every single day. It's like the woman in that clip that we just watched. She is constantly swamped with messages from men telling her that she's pretty, that she's sexy. There are so many that she struggles to delete them all. She's just swamped by them. Now, women know that these are not sincere compliments. They know what's truly motivating them. Women are extremely well attuned to social cues and people's motivations and intentions. She knows why you're paying her a compliment. It's because you want to have sex with her. She knows that. So she doesn't think, oh, what a nice, innocent compliment he gave me without any ulterior motive. That's not where her mindset's at. She's thinking, ah, he's trying to flatter me. You know, what does he want? He wants sex. So my guard is up. I'm not going to fall for this trick. I'm not going to let you flatter me just so I have sex with you. And this is why men who are giving too many compliments to women just get ignored or even pushed away. What makes women especially suspicious is when the compliments that they're receiving are completely unearned. So in order to get into their mindset, just imagine this for me. Imagine a woman comes up to you and says, wow, you're so good at standing. The way you've got, you know, your feet and your legs and you're so upright. Oh, it's very impressive. This is just fantastic. Of course you'd be suspicious of a woman saying something like that to you because it's such an inauthentic compliment. You're good at standing? That makes no sense. That doesn't take any effort. Why are you complimenting me? What do you want? I'm suspicious. Now, women can tinker with their beauty a little bit, you know, hair, clothes, makeup, things like that. But for the most part, beauty is determined genetically. Women don't earn the fact that they're attractive. If a girl is gorgeous, it's not because she put in a whole lot of effort. It was a gift given to her by her parents. And so when it comes to being complimented about being beautiful, how much pride in your appearance can you really take when your beauty is basically unearned? This is why it's so important that if you're going to compliment a woman, you need to make sure that it's linked to a genuine accomplishment. Being pretty is not an accomplishment. So don't compliment women based on their appearance. Compliment them for something that they're actually doing. Imagine your girlfriend has been putting in a lot of effort to eat healthy, and she's cooking delicious, nutritious meals for you to enjoy. Well, that is a very specific behavior that took effort, and you should compliment her for doing that. You know, use your compliments to reinforce and encourage that behavior. You could say, "I really admire your dedication to your health. You've been putting in a lot of effort, and I just think you're doing fantastic. These meals that you're preparing are delicious, and they make me appreciate you so much. You're awesome." You see, that kind of compliment is linked to a specific accomplishment. When you give her praise for doing things like that, you're encouraging her to do more of the same. She put in the effort, and your validation is her reward. And so you can see that the advice that you should never give women any compliments ever is far too simplistic. You just need to pick and choose and make sure that your compliments actually mean something. They're not just used to try and ingratiate yourself to that woman so that you can exchange it later for sexual favors. A woman is going to see right through that. They honestly are just swimming in male attention and compliments, and you're just going to be dismissed as just another guy who wants something from her. So if you're one of these men who has the bad habit of giving women unearned compliments, stop it.